Estás a punto de entrar al consultorio científico.
My name is Mark Himmel, and I'm from Orlando, Florida, in the United States. I work for Yen Optik Optical Systems, which is a German optics company that has a 166-year history. Dates back to the former Carl Zeiss company that then split off after World War II. And so there was a Zeiss in East Germany and a Zeiss in West Germany. And then in the 1980s, when the Berlin Wall came down, you had two companies with the same name, and they had to do a lot of negotiation and restructuring, and Yen Optik came into existence at that time. Today, I was here to talk about how we can use optics and photonics to make the world a better place. You know, the last 100 years, you could probably say that electronics was one of the most enabling technologies that was driving our ability to basically shrink the world, make it a better place, bring people together, and solve critical issues of the time. I think for the next 50 to 100 years, we're going to see that optics and photonics is that driving technology. And I'm here to share how, you know, what areas of optics people are working in, how they're trying to contribute to making the world a better place, and showing just how important and enabling technology optics and photonics is, because at the same time of it being an enabling technology, it's a very hidden technology. Almost nobody knows about optics and photonics. So coming here, this is probably the first time I've been to Mexico, and coming and seeing a relatively young institution getting involved in optics and photonics and covering a lot of different areas of optics. You know, we had a talk already about LED technology from somebody that was a student here and has started up a company. So we're seeing some entrepreneurship coming in Mexico, which is a great thing. The people that I've met here so far in the last couple of days are going to bring, I think, a great capability to Mexico and hopefully beyond. And it looks like a really good institution. And you know, having something that's not centered in Mexico City, for example, you know, bringing to spread optics out and photonics out to other parts of Mexico, I think it's a great thing. And having, I think, the proximity to California could be a great benefit with UC San Diego, and even, I think, UC Irvine, and even the University of Arizona have strong optics programs, you know, starting some collaborations there and stuff could bring a lot of potential. I think that there are a lot of opportunities there for service to humanity and to basically use optics and photonics in that service. And I hope that everybody will do that.
Esta es una producción de Radio Sicese.